if you're a pilot, a headset's something that is your lifeline in the cockpit, right? So we're going to have to figure out what we like best. So I have a feeling AI is going to get integrated quite a bit. We're probably going to see transcription of flights, and it's probably going to be used for flight training. There's so many different things that we could use with headsets going forward long-term, and I'm excited to see what that looks like.
I think that kind of carbon monoxide detection is only the beginning of where it's going to be going.
I want to caution people. If you're a professional pilot and you're going to go fly at an airline or with some certain types of jets, for some companies, you need a TSO'd headset.
What does TSO mean?
Welcome to the Aviation Mentors Podcast, the podcast that takes your dreams of flight and turns it into reality.
Sponsored by Strass Financial, financing your flight training.
For pilots, by pilots. I'm Brandon Martini, a commercial pilot and flight instructor.
And I'm Carson Vasquez, I'm a private pilot.
Whether you're a seasoned pilot or beginner with dreams of flight,
Aviation Mentors is your source for expert insights, industry trends, and inspiring stories.
So fasten your seatbelts and prepare for this incredible journey through the skies.
And stay connected with us on social media for exclusive content.
And visit our website at www.aviationmentors.com and let us be your co-pilot on this adventure.
Welcome back, everybody, to another awesome and, of course, amazing episode of the Aviation Mentors Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Today, we're actually going to be talking about something that we use on an everyday basis in the cockpit, and that is our headsets, just like the ones we're wearing today. Except for these are made by Shure, and the ones that we're going to be talking about are made by
Lightspeed, which is your favorite.
Yep, and Bose, which is
my favorite.
Your favorite, yes.
And there's also another one that I used during half my flight training before I got tired of it.
And that is David Clark.
Yep, you've used them a bunch of times.
I've used them a bunch of times. There's nothing wrong with them. They're bulletproof headsets. They'll last forever. They'll outlast our lives probably 40, yeah. 50, 60 years.
And every movie that you ever watch with aviation, they're always using David Clark's.
I know. It's weird, isn't it?
Always. And yeah. I'm like, you know.
It's because of the iconic green color, I think.
I think it is too. But when I'm seeing someone flying like a military, like a Black Hawk, and I'm watching them with David Clark's, I find it hard to believe that they don't drop a couple extra bucks and get a Bose.
I mean, I think the military has a contract with David Clark, and that's why they're being used.
Yeah, but if I'm the pilot, I would get one of those. Come on.
Yeah, but are they TSO'd? That's the question.
That's a good question.
Nonetheless, by the time this comes out, we will have announced that Strass now has a partnership with Lightspeed headsets, which I am very excited for.
You know, I love Bose, but there's nothing wrong with Lightspeeds. I've heard only good things about them. I can't think of a single bad thing I've actually heard about Lightspeed.
They're fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, Brandon, you've gone through how many headsets?
I haven't gone through many because I just buy Lightspeeds and they last forever.
Yeah. I mean, by choice, you've gone through how many headsets?
I don't know. Three. Two or three.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I started out with my grandfather's headset, actually. And after he passed away, I've told the story. I found his headset in his flight bag. And I told myself I would not buy a new headset. And by the way, this thing was from like 1992. I said I was going to use this headset until I passed my private. And after I passed my private, I splurged and bought myself my first Lightspeed headset.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I actually bought the Tango, Lightspeed Tango. I don't think they make them anymore. It's a wireless headset. And I absolutely loved it.
Is that the one that you got refurbished?
Yeah, I've had my Lightspeed headsets because I used to use them a lot when I was flight training, like every single day. Yeah,
just like 6 to 8 hours a day.
Yeah, so if you're flight training or using a headset that much, you're going to need them, get them refurbished like once a year or so. And that's Lightspeed, Bose, David Clark, all of them. Actually, David Clark might be a little less. They're pretty bulletproof, to be honest. But if you have any of the other ones, you used to bring them in. And I used to bring my headset every year over to Oshkosh and they would refurbish it while I was there for the week. I'd drop it off on Monday and they'd say, okay, pick it up on Thursday. I'd be like,
oh yeah, you just perfect. Take it to their booth.
Yeah, and they stopped doing that. I don't know if they're going to bring it back or not. I really loved it. I thought it was fantastic. We'll see this year. I'll ask them. They're also going to be, they already are a proud sponsor of Aero Summit. So I'm excited for Aero Summit too.
It's going to be huge.
Needless to say, if you're a pilot, a headset's something that is your lifeline in the cockpit, right? So we're going to have to figure out what we like best. And I actually like Lightspeed the best for a very big reason. I have gel in my hair every day of my life, unless I'm wearing a hat, which sometimes I am while flying. But every day of my life, my hair, you'll always see it. It's perfect. Yes. Don't mess it up, Carson. Be careful.
I was going to give you a noogie. I guess I will.
I would have killed you. Not really, everybody. Not really. So whenever I've used a Bose headset, they've got this little furry thing that goes inside the middle, just right inside the middle. And like this one I'm using right now by Shure, it actually has, if you're looking, it has like a little, I don't know, what you call that?
Foam plastic?
Foam piece that's has some like waterproof material over it, vinyl, like waterproof vinyl over it. And Lightspeed has the same thing. And with Bose, they actually have this little furry piece that I'm not a big fan of.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. That hasn't been a problem for me. I usually have gel in my hair. We have different gel. I'm assuming that's the problem. I use like a pomade.
Oh yeah, I don't use pomade. Yeah, because it's too hard to get out at the end of the day for me. So I'm not a fan. So that's always the hard part for me. But because Lightspeed is a fantastic sponsor of Aero Summit and a partner of Stratus, they sent us over some brand new headsets. Should we do an unboxing?
Yeah, we should do an unboxing.
Okay, and it's a Lightspeed
crazy question.
Delta Zulu.
That's a big box.
It is a big box. Well, it's for a big boy headset right here. And I am very excited to open this baby up.
Isn't this their top of the line big boy?
Oh, it is their top of the line headset. And it is fantastic. I've only used one time.
Yeah, I've always wanted to do an unboxing video.
This look at great. This. I just don't want to ruin the box. Make this look nice for everybody. This is harder than I thought. Oh, there's a bunch of papers in there. It says, let's go flying, guys.
Nice.
All right. What else? Open this up.
Oh, that is.
Ooh.
That's really nice. That's a nice case.
Ooh, look at this beautiful case right here. All right. So I'm hoping everybody's watching us, but for all the people not watching us, comes with, you can get this Lightspeed app. And I already know there's a quick start guide and everything too. You get this Lightspeed app because it'll actually tell you if there's carbon monoxide in the cockpit, which is pretty clutch, right?
Did you say pretty clutch?
Pretty clutch.
Did you pick that up from Austin?
Yeah. It's like totally a 14-year-old saying, I'm sure.
That totally is.
Right?
That threw me off.
So.
Ooh, that looks really nice.
All right. So we've got this opened up here and I don't want to mess it up because it looks so beautiful. You can win this at Aero Summit. We are raffling this off.
Can I win this at Aero Summit?
No, Carson, you are not eligible. I apologize. But you can charge it up. Gives you two batteries that are rechargeable for this whole thing. This is bad rear end because we're a family show. I can't say other words.
For now.
But it's super cool. As you can see, it's got this little padding right here that I am really a big fan of compared to the Bose version. So first off, thank you again, Lightspeed, for donating these headsets to us for the Aero Summit. This is a fantastic opportunity for our listeners who are coming to Aero Summit and the attendees at Aero Summit to win one of your fantastic, amazing, I can't say enough good things about your headsets. So thank you again, Lightspeed, for donating this to Aero Summit. We really appreciate it. But point being, so as you all can see, I am a big fan of Lightspeed. And Carson, I think you might be too after just seeing
this is
just a beautiful bag, everything.
Oh. This is like high quality. It's got the braided cable, so it's not going to tangle and get all ruined.
Mm-hmm.
This is awesome. I think I would get one of these.
Well, I have one. I'll let you borrow it when we go flying next so you can test it out.
Thank you.
I'll just use my old Tango. Or
you can
actually, I have a Zulu. No, thanks. I don't want to borrow that Bose. I do like Bose. I do. I think they make a fantastic product. I just really can't get past that little furry part. So let's put we can put this thing away after we're done with the podcast, of course. But what a fantastic headset. I can't wait to give this thing away.
I'm just going to keep touching this thing. It's nice.
It is nice. I mean, they even have it like embroidered on the side. It says Lightspeed. Pretty, pretty cool.
Point packaging alone.
They got packaging it. Alone. They've got it down. Plus the quality of the sound on the headset is fantastic. So noise canceling is a really big feature that a lot of people are really...
It makes a huge difference.
In need of, right? And like I said, my first headset did not have noise canceling. I did not realize how amazing noise canceling like was.
Because there's two different kinds. There's the passive noise canceling and the active noise canceling.
None.
It was just, you could hear the radio.
You could hear the radio. And
well, I guess everything else that's going on.
Yeah.
You hear the propeller and the engine.
Yeah. You heard it all.
Everything.
So I think that might be partially why I cannot hear as well anymore.
What?
Yeah, exactly. So point being, there's some different headsets. There's the Lightspeed Zulu 3. I have the Zulu 2 or the 3. I can't remember at home that I use on a daily basis. I also have the Delta Zulu now, which I'm going to be using probably for the first time coming pretty soon. It has an amazing audio quality. They're durable. They're comfortable. They've got Bluetooth on the Delta Zulu. I'm not sure about the Zulu 3. We have to check on that for safety monitoring, at least for the...
Oh, the carbon monoxide.
Carbon monoxide detector. Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah. And price for the value... It is just perfect, right? It's a little bit less than the Bose. I think you're just paying the Bose name.
You are for most of it.
For most of it. But I mean, it's a good headset.
Okay, I know Bose is trustworthy. Like I used to get Bose. What was that store?
Radio Shack?
No, not Radio Shack.
Was that before your time, Carson?
No, not before my time. I got my first RC car from Radio Shack.
Oh, nice. I love it.
No, it's actually, this is going to age you too. It was, you know, that store is like always at airports and like big shopping malls, Brookstone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Brookstone. That's where I got my first Bose headset.
They're not around anymore?
I don't think so.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, there are really three of like the top end flagship models for Bose, for Lightspeed, and then also David Clark. And that's the Delta Zulu, the one that we just showed you right now. The Bose A30, which I have not used yet, but I know it's got that little furry thing on the top of it, so I don't want to use it. And the David Clark DC1X. So Carson, what are some positives in noise reduction on all three of those?
Yeah, well, the Delta Zulus, really just great active noise canceling. And you can kind of create the custom sound profile, which I think I've done that with my my AirPod Max. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can kind of tell it like where you're hearing the sounds from, and it directly kind of forms the sounds to your ear.
Oh, that's pretty neat.
It's crazy. The Bose A30, you know, the industry leader because it's Bose, right? Like they've been around forever. They've done every kind of sound system and has three user selectable modes. And the David Clark DC1X, it's got an excellent hybrid electric noise canceling. Hmm. So I think that's something different than maybe it's the way they call it active noise canceling.
Yeah, possibly. You know, everybody uses all these fancy words to try to confuse the consumers. All I know is all three of these are fantastic headsets. Obviously, I feel great about the Lightspeed one, though. Comfort-wise, I think that Lightspeed is the most comfortable. There is an argument, though, for the Bose A330 because they actually have the lowest clamping force in their class. And anybody who's wore a headset like all day long, like I have.
You know, it makes a huge difference.
Huge difference. I mean, just having this headset on my head right now.
Like, I can tell. I can feel it. And I know that after 2 hours of flying an airplane, mm-hmm. it would drive me nuts.
Yeah, I mean, it already drives me nuts kind of right now.
Not as bad as like the base model of the David Clarks. Those ones don't quite fit to your ear great. Mm-hmm. Like, don't get me wrong. David Clarks get the job done, and they're still pretty expensive as far as, you know, anything goes. I think it's like $300 or $400 for a good pair. And it gets the job done.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Agreed.
Everything in aviation is just going to be more expensive. But those David Clarks, the base model ones, they're just going to kill your ears.
You know what time it is, Carson?
Time is it, Brandon?
It's time to talk about one of our favorite companies.
Which company would that be?
Aviation Mentors is excited to be sponsored by the one and only Stratus Financial, dedicated to supporting the next generation of future aviators.
You know, Stratus Financial really understands the financial challenges that students face in pursuing their aviation dreams. That's why they offer student loans specifically tailored to aspiring pilots.
With competitive rates and flexible repayment plans, Stratus Financial helps take your aviation education to new heights.
So go visit their website today at www.stratus.finance. Just to be clear, that is not .com, it's .finance. And embark on your journey towards a sky full of possibilities.
Carson, it's time to get back to what we do best.
The show.
The show.
All right, so what's next on safety features for these top three?
The Delta Zulus, that's something I haven't heard of. The built-in carbon monoxide detector with the app. That's kind of crazy.
It is very cool.
Usually you have to have some sort of another system. I mean, most planes that you're flying in flight school have like the little carbon monoxide detector cards mm-hmm. or some of the Stratus.
Yeah, Stratus little like EXGs. Yeah.
Those will have like a built-in carbon monoxide detector. I haven't seen one in a headset though. Because I mean, even if you're flying somewhere else, you're not going to bring your little Stratus device, but you're definitely going to bring your headset.
Absolutely.
So it makes tons of sense.
It does.
The Bose A30, they came out, I think, last year or the year before. I remember it was huge because they came out right before Oshkosh. And I don't see a ton of differences between that and the A20.
I don't either.
My recommendation would be to save the money and get the A20.
Or the Lightspeed.
But if you're a Bose fan like I've always been, that's why I got the A20. It was the name, and I knew confidently it'd be great.
Absolutely. And then how about the David Clark?
Still the same. Out of all these, the only one that has that kind of cool feature and the smart features like that is the Delta Zulu. So Lightspeed wins that category for sure.
All right. So for power, the David Clark just comes with two AA batteries that can last 50 hours-ish on AA batteries. For the A30, two AA batteries also can last somewhere around 45 hours, so about the same. And then for the Delta Zulu, it has rechargeable lithium batteries that last about 20 hours. But you can just put another set of batteries in there and you'll be fine. Just like a backup set of batteries.
The thing is, these all run on AA batteries.
Yeah.
Regardless.
You're going to want to bring them anyways.
Yeah. You're always going to have an extra set. I don't know about these ones. I know the Bose A20 has a little slot for two extra batteries, like inside the case. So
that's neat. I think this does have a little slot as well.
Yeah, I mean, it just makes sense. You always have backup batteries. Last thing you want is for batteries to fail. And like Brand said, you have to go back to manual, no noise canceling mode.
I mean, just get no noise canceling. It's not that bad, but it's not
fantastic. Your headset will still operate. It's just you lose active noise canceling. Then you hear everything.
Exactly. So One thing that all three of these kind of hit the same mark on is Bluetooth. They all have normal Bluetooth. They have audio prioritization. They've got music. They've got calls. They all have that. But there is one difference. With the Delta Zulu, you can actually record things.
No way.
Yes way, Carson.
Okay, I'm in. I want these.
Yeah, exactly.
That sold me. Because my favorite thing was I would be able to fly over someone's house. I'd fly over my parents' house, and I'd be calling them on my headset and be like, hey guys, look up, I'm here. As if you couldn't hear the plane circle in your house, but exactly. That was cool. But being able to record audio like on the radio, that's phenomenal.
Oh yeah. Last thing, price. Hit us on all three.
All right. So starting with the cheapest one, no surprise, is David Clark. You know, don't get me wrong, it's not cheap, but the least expensive, I think is the best way to say it. It's about $895. So as far as David Clark goes, it's usually going to be the most cost-effective brand across the board and all their different models. Next up is the Delta Zulus at about $1,100. So I think it's still a really good price. That's what the A20s were. Speaking of the A20, the A30 went up to $1,250.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. I mean, you're paying for the name for sure, but that is still very expensive for not having the extra features that the Delta Zulu does.
I mean, Delta Zulu definitely wins on tech and safety. A30 wins on probably comfort and some of the noise customization, but that's can be argued. And then the David Clark DC1X for sure wins on durability, simplicity.
I mean, you're
probably on value for your money, probably getting a good value for your cash.
I think so.
But for $200 more, spend the money and go get the Delta Zulus.
Yeah, I would.
I mean, if you're between the David Clarks and the A30s for the money,
David
go with the David Clark.
Without a doubt.
I mean, if you can just splurge a little bit more, $200 more for the Delta Zulu, highly worth it.
Yeah, and this is going to be a purchase that lasts you for a long time. So I don't want to sound crazy by just saying, you know, just splurge, spend an extra $200. It's still a lot of money, of course.
Honestly, in the world of flying, it's not a lot of money. That's like 40 minutes of flight training.
I know, and that's so tough to try and comprehend of, you know, trying to frame the prices differently. But this is an investment, right? I still have my Bose A20. You've gone through three headsets by choice for the most part. Mm-hmm. You can always get them refurbished for how much?
I think I've sent them to Lightspeed and they've done it for free.
Oh,
even better. Yeah, under their warranty, they just take care of it. Even if it's out of warranty, they normally take care of it.
Yeah, I think Bose had the same idea. Like you have any rips in like the ear pads, they would just send you replacement pads or take it and send it back.
Totally. I agree. Outside of that, what was your very first headset? You had the David Clark, you said?
Yeah, it was actually from the flight school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I didn't have my own. Hmm. So
I one of ours.
Yeah, I'd used one of those. It was David Clark and they worked fine. Right. I got the job done. And then I tried my instructor's A20s. I was sold. Just that world of difference. I'm sure if I tried Lightspeed instead, I'd be right here, you know, sitting as a complete Lightspeed fan. But
now I want to caution people. If you're a professional pilot and you're going to go fly at an airline or with some certain types of jets, for some companies, you need a TSO'd headset. You have to make sure that your headset is TSO'd. I know the A20 was TSO'd. I haven't checked for all of these right now.
What does TSO mean?
So TSO actually means technical standard orders, and a TSO is a minimum performance standard defined by the FAA used to evaluate an article. Article could be a material, part, component, process, or appliance. Each TSO covers a certain type of article. When authorized to manufacture an article to a TSO standard, this is referenced as a TSO authorization. Receiving TSO authorization is both design and production approval. Receiving a TSO authorization is not an approval to install and use the article in an aircraft, meaning the article needs to meet specific TSO and the applicant is authorized to manufacture it only.
Got it.
By the way, that came directly from the FAA's website, so we couldn't get in trouble.
Yeah, last thing I want to do is be wrong. Okay, got it. Because I've heard some people that have TSOs for, you know, just cool things that they do to airplanes. I've heard of one that was for a Piper, like it was a window scoop for the air, mm-hmm. but it had to have a TSO. And I remember it was a whole big thing. So it makes a lot of sense.
So if you are a professional pilot, there's only a few makers that actually have TSO'd headsets. One, David Clark. Like I said, that's probably the reason why the military uses them and a lot of airlines have used them. And then I also know that Bose also has TSO'd. A20 for sure. I believe also that the A30. And then there's a bunch of others that have TSOs as well. And you can kind of look at those online. I believe Clarity Aloft, I believe has one as well, but don't take my word for it. And possibly even Telex. And I know Clarity Aloft does.
So. You know, speaking of Clarity Aloft, how do you feel about those earbud looking headsets?
I've used them. I don't know. They're okay to me.
I mean, I can't imagine the noise cancellation is great at all.
It's not bad.
Really?
I mean, just think about how your AirPods Maxes work in your ears. Those work pretty well, right? Yeah. I mean, it's really loud outside still, so they're going to be doing extra work, but they're not terrible.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'd rather have something over my ear than in my ear for a long flight, though. I mean, just being on a plane, flying commercial, having my AirPods in, that sucks.
And that's kind of how I feel about it, too.
I understand.
So with that being said, I think that kind of hits everything. I really did enjoy talking about headsets. This was a fun one. And we got to do an unboxing if you're watching this on YouTube.
I'm telling you, I've always wanted to do an unboxing.
I know. We could
have a Lightspeed headset, no less. Come on. That's pretty cool.
Pretty neat stuff. So thank you so much for joining us today. We really enjoyed talking about these headsets and looking forward to what are kind of the next trends in headsets. I have a feeling AI is going to get integrated quite a bit. We're probably going to see transcription of flights, and it's probably going to be used for flight training. There's so many different things that we could use with headsets going forward long term, and I'm excited to see what that looks like.
Yeah, I think that kind of carbon monoxide detection is only the beginning of where it's going to be going.
Totally agree. Don't forget, if you have not bought your tickets, it is not too late. You could still come out to Las Vegas. CFI still have the CFI special. We're going to continue that until the show. Only $50 a ticket to Aero Summit. The more CFIs are there, the more roundtables that we can put on by NAFI. Both the students and CFIs are encouraged to stop by AeroQuest on the 23rd. It's completely free. Remember, Lightspeed is also giving away headsets at AeroQuest, so I'm really excited about that as well, especially since we talked about them so much and we got to open one of the ones that they're giving away.
I know. I'm jealous I'm not eligible. That kind of sucks.
It does. Yeah.
I just have to work for Stratus, huh?
I know. Well, at least you get to go to Vegas for free.
I know.
For
this is going to be such a fun event. I'm really looking forward to it. We've done a lot of planning. We've had a couple meetings the last week or so, just finding out exactly what our roles are and how to make this as smooth as possible. I'm really confident it's going to go off without hitch and it's going to be fun.
Same here.
Just knock on wood first.
I mean, I'm sure there's going to be little problems, but that can be expected on our first inaugural Aero Summit. Outside of all of that, thank you again for listening to us today. If you'd like to reach out to either one of us, you can reach us on our emails, Brandon@AviationMentors.com or Carson@AviationMentors.com. Also, don't forget to hit like, follow, subscribe, share, all the things you're supposed to do on social media and YouTube. It really helps us grow our community and, more importantly, grow the aviation community at large. So thank you so much again for listening.
Thank you, everyone. We had a lot of fun today. And as we wrap up for the day, remember, here to guide you in your aviation journey. So fly safe and enjoy the ride.